Turning to Mendocino, the Fort Bragg Police Department has released information regarding the arrest of a local teenager found in possession of an illegal firearm and gang paraphernalia. This incident highlights a concerning trend of youth being targeted for gang recruitment. Chief Neil Cervinka with Fort Bragg Police shares more.
An officer received information that a 17-year-old juvenile male may be in possession of a firearm. That officer wound up taking the information and gathering more information and enough to author and apply for a search warrant. A judge reviewed that application for search warrant and found there was enough probable cause and ordered the residences of the juvenile to be searched for that firearm. The juvenile was associated with a local street gang, which increased the necessity for the active investigation. When the search warrant was served the next morning, both residences were searched. In the first residence, the handgun was located, and ammunition was also located for that firearm. The residence where it was, there was two very young children also living there that would have had access to it, so that juvenile was also charged with child endangerment for having a loaded firearm within reach of a juvenile.
The teenager was booked into the Mendocino County Juvenile Hall on four charges, including being in possession of ammunition, a firearm, and child endangerment. Gang paraphernalia was also confiscated from the juvenile's possession. Notably, earlier this month, a suspected gang member was also arrested for brandishing a firearm at a 13-year-old in Fort Bragg, raising concerns about gang activity in the area.
Oh, absolutely. There's active gang activity on the Mendocino Coast. The reason why you're seeing news stories about it is because we're releasing the news stories about the not only the cases that draw a lot of attention, such as a shooting, but you're also seeing releases about the good proactive work our officers are doing, where they receive a tip, they do a lot of police work and investigation to develop enough probable cause to serve a search warrant and get those weapons off the street before they're committed in a crime. So a lot of what you're seeing now is the proactive work, but as far as an increase in gang activity, you know, I've only been here 2 years, but I spoke to many of the staff here that have been here for much longer than me, and while we have more gang investigations, it's because of the proactive work that the officers are doing instead of the reactive work that has been done historically.
According to the National Gang Center, a project funded by the Department of Justice, approximately 40% of gang members in the United States are under the age of 18, as gangs often target minors. Chief Cervinka shared a message for the youth who may be vulnerable to gang pressure and stated that help is available.
There's lots of opportunity besides the gangs. One of the things we're doing this year is we're putting a school resource officer into the schools, in cooperation with the Fort Bragg Unified School District. That officer is there to talk about these hard things and to be a resource, an immediate resource for these kids that are being courted by the gangs. A lot of times society is quick to blame parents, but a lot of the parents are working multiple jobs to be able to keep food on the table and a roof over their heads, so they're not around a lot. And the gangs are an attractive outlet and connection for kids. Gangs are not a new thing. Gangs have been around a long, long time. And it would be challenging to totally get rid of them, near impossible. What we can do is, through proactivity and good police work, is find them before they become a statistic and try and get them out. Part of our project right now, which is the youth opioid response, we're also focusing on kids at risk for gang activity, and we're pulling them into other outlets such as the gym or art or, you know, other avenues where they can meet like-minded individuals and form those bonds with those kids in healthy outlets versus unhealthy gang activity.
In his closing remarks, Chief Cervenka urged residents of Fort Bragg to look out for one another and report any suspicious activities.
You know, if you see something, say something. The information received was not widely known, and a lot of times it would be difficult. We can't work a case on every instance, but we keep all those tips and all that information, and because somebody was brave enough to come forward with information, it prevented a tragedy that we don't know when would have happened. So the more we can, and it also protected the person we arrested, because if you're going to be involved in that lifestyle with firearms and guns, there's a chance that people will shoot back at you. So this person's life was probably spared, and maybe this person will get a message and will get put on the right track earlier on, and we can intervene now, and the juvenile justice system can intervene and offer therapy and, you know, many different resources in an effort to save this person from the gangs.
Anyone with additional information on suspected gang activity can contact the Fort Bragg Police Department at 707-961-2800. Or to learn more about the programs they offer, you can go online to city.fortbragg.com.